Genesis 4, Generation, Marriage, Birth, and Education of Cain and Abel. Introduction. Thus have we at length waded through the mighty sea of matter, in doing which all who have made the attempt have so greatly sweated and toiled, and this sweat we also have fully experienced. To us, however, the whole way was much more direct and plain, because, throwing aside all allegories, we have followed throughout the historical and proper sense of every passage, whereas the most commentators have not regarded that proper sense, but have made Origen, Dionysius, and others their teachers, rather than Moses himself, and so have deservedly wandered out of the way. The things which now follow in the divine record are plainer than the preceding, and admit of less dispute, and therefore they tend more to support my view of the sacred narrative. Because every one must plainly say that the intent of Moses was not to put forth a host of allegories, but simply to write a history of the primitive world.